Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad you chose to join us. Our topic tonight is the Book of Positive Light with Joel Ayapana, and we're going to bring him on in just a minute. You know, he's been busy because his bio is pretty packed. I'm going to hit the highlights of this. He's written a book called The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. I love that. He's started a newly created radio station platform, the Real Revolution Radio Network. And he's also co-authoring a book that will be out this spring called Essential Wisdom, Personal Development, and Soul Transformation. And I want to just get right to the point and welcome him to the show. Joel, it's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you, Les. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
So did you always see yourself as an author and a radio host, or is this something that woke up later in your life?
Actually, Les, it was absolutely nothing that was a part of my whole intentions of life. This is actually something that's been just most recent occurrence, I'd say, in the last 5 years. So if you were to ask me, say, a little bit over past 5 years ago, whether I was going to be an author or an executive producer for a network, I would have been telling you in response, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's just something that just took me off guard. But the more that I start to wake up every morning and start to realize the blessings and just being grateful for them, this was always meant to be. So all of the things that had transpired prior to that, it just led me to this place. So just very grateful for everything that's been happening as of late.
Well, for our first-time listeners who haven't met you on the air yet, what's a snapshot you would give about perhaps your awakening and where your heart's really guiding you to play out these next chapters of your life?
Well, the awakening, I guess it happened rather gradually. Of course, there's stages. Prior to writing my book, The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart, or even getting into podcast radio, such as the fabulous work that you're doing in contribution to the evolution, revolution of podcast radio, I went through a process of losing things and really not identifying as anything that was anything close to why I was placed here on Earth, or even the things that I felt compelled to even just most recently started to do as of late. So my life now is absolutely much different than it was prior to my awakening. And my awakening, like I said, I lost everything. I went through a really, really bad divorce, say a little bit over 5-6 years ago. And you know, some storylines, the way they play out is that, and not all storylines play themselves out this way. Sometimes they're the most beautiful things that happen in the awakening process. But then, you know, some other people, just depending upon how things pan out and the other many things that contribute to the whole chemistry of what the learning process is all about, my particular storyline was where I had to lose everything in order to gain everything. And so when I absolutely thought in my mind that I had lost, I had to look at a different perspective, and that's when I realized that the things that I was losing, it was essentially all the clutter and the things that didn't really – make much sense, but I absolutely gave it so much control over my life. And then when more clarity came into my awareness and more of the simplicity came into my being, that's when everything just started to become much easier. I started to focus more of a heart-centered type of approach towards life. I started to do many things that were opposite of what I was so used to. I started to meditate more. I went to events like drum circle meets, and because of that, I started to meet more people of what I am in the present. And that's exactly what happens when you start to resonate a particular type of vibration frequency, and that basically arises from your behaviors, your thoughts, and again, before we start any type of conversation, you almost have to say or state that everything starts with energy. And it's like when you are in a lower state of vibration, anger or resentment or guilt, of course, that's a lower state of a frequency and vibration, and you attract that, you know. And the opposite is true when you are in a place of vibrancy. You you start to work out, you start to run, you start to basically put yourself in the mindset of a higher vibration and frequency, and you attract that. It's all about the resonance of things. And so, you know, everything's all a matter of your choice and how you concentrate your focus and the energy towards. And I started to realize that, not immediately, but over the long haul. And that's where it takes me, or it takes us in conversation, to the book. That book is essentially a whole conglomeration of many different elements of intention, mindset, behavioral processes, which contributes to just I guess you would have to say it's the concentration of many things that were opposite of what I was prior to my awakening. And that's, and I won't have to really say that it was all entirely me, and it's not. When you open yourself up to the heart and space, especially in behavior and in meditation and in prayer, and in many of the sort of things and the other, like, that we've been talking about in the last 10 minutes, you open yourselves to what quantum theorists refer to as the unified field or consciousness. And I really didn't start to realize that until after I wrote and created the book, and I started to read a lot of the authors, the New Age authors, who had gone through the most similar things that I went through in the last 5 years. And I kind of really, I'm very grateful that I didn't read any of those books, like your Greg Braden's and your Dr. Wayne Dyer's, all of those wonderful books, because when I started to really get into those readings, I started to realize, like, wow, they're writing the same type of information, that the content matter parallels the same type of information that I wrote about in my book. And I started to realize, okay, I guess I'm in alignment. But I wasn't coerced, or I wasn't even really, you know, influenced by any of the New Age writers out there or motivational speakers. I was influenced by my own experiences, and I started to realize that I was in alignment with a lot of people who are on the path. And that is exactly what's happening right now as we speak. There's awakening everywhere, and it's not just in our own particular environments. It's globally throughout the world. I mean, every country, every scenario, news broadcast, the political arena of things, what's happening out here in, as we go through another election cycle year. And there's definitely a different taste that's going on as we speak. And I don't know if it's all about the cycles of things, and that's where we're kind of going at right now. We're gravitating more towards an essence of unity, of oneness, of wholeness, but I'm really liking what's going on right now, because it's really starting to resonate what humanity is all about. And it's not so much the outward intonation of things, of what's is going on, that, you know, prior to my awakening of sorts, I often look towards the answer on the outside of things. But I started to realize, just as like many people going through the awakening process, that the answer has been throughout this whole time. It has been from within, and it's more of an inward process that's happening. And of course, you know, you just realizing that in itself, very philosophical, but yet that is the mainstay of the mindset and the consciousness of what's taking the planet by storm. Everybody resonates to that inward journey, the process of awakening inside, and that's where the real revolution is at. It's the awakening from within, and it's basically just a no-brainer to when I started this network just recently in December with realrevolutionradio.com. It was a no-brainer to call the network Real Revolution Radio. And that's exactly what's happening. It's just that revolution that's happening from within. When you say, Les, that the revolution from everything that you've been experiencing as of late, it's been more or less like a revolution that's occurring within us, and that's where the connection's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. I like to think of it as a returning. It's like we're returning to our truth. We're returning to that knowingness of our potential. And, you know, as I was listening to you talk about your book and how the words came out, you know, I find if it's on the radio or you're writing a book or copy for a blog or something, when you drop into the heart and you speak from the heart, it's like it transcends this ego cloud we're living in. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, the power of your heart and the compassion you have for humanity is the punch behind the words you write. It is a most curious time to be alive, for sure.
It really is. Many elements of different types of emotions are just stirring up everybody as we speak. Of course, significant amount of fear, but in the same time, what's the opposite of fear too as well? I mean, the many elements of duality comes into play with whatever is happening right now, whatever we're experiencing. And I believe it's really what you see from the outside is essentially the mirror portrayal from the within, as above and so shall it be below. And I think that's just what all of the life experiences of what humanity is all about, and its interrelationship with these life experiences. It's the learning process. And I know that once you can start to learn what is actually happening on the outside of things, what you can see with eyes open, is the same thing that's happening in mirror effect of what's happening from within with eyes closed.
And hello. We might have lost you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
We were just talking about...
Hello? Hello, Les, can you hear me? Hello, Les?
looks like Blog Talk Radio had a bit of a problem there because I dropped off, and then it looks like Joel dropped off too, and we might both be back. Are you back, Joel?
Hi. Hi, Les. I am back. Can you hear me?
Yes. Apparently, Blog Talk had a problem. I dropped off, and I couldn't tell I dropped off. I was thinking you guys dropped off, and then I realized I'm the one missing. But anyway, we're back.
Right. Yeah, and you know, this happens quite frequently. I don't know if it's just the content matter of our conversations or, these technical things happen. I don't know. It might be in my head, or it might just be the fact that it's just high vibrational type of energy that's going on every time conversations like this happen. So,
as you go through your awakening process, and you've been doing that now for several years, how do you experience life differently, and how do you see that moving forward?
Especially from this very point on, it's many things. I don't know the next steps. All I can basically tell you is that it's just something wonderful that's around the corner, and it just seems like. And I've heard that phrase before, you know, and I guess it encourages the whole positive thinking of just basically thinking positive and viewing things as coming around the corner, something very magical that's about to happen. So, but that's the feeling that I have. And I know for that to be true more than what I could see from my bare naked eyes of how I see things. I know that that's a matter of fact. I've been, as of late, just been intuitive, and everybody's been intuitive. It's just all a matter of whether they start to open themselves up to the nature of that, and that's just an aspect of how we are as human beings. We're very spiritual, very intuitive, and it's not all about just the physical aspects of things. And there's many parts of us that we haven't even explored yet. And not to get off topic or anything, but I believe that. That's where I'm starting to gravitate more towards the other aspects of what I didn't even realize or wasn't even conscious of being, prior to my awakening process of 5-6 years ago. So I believe what's going to happen in the next stages to come, in the next year to come, is going to be something that is just going to be extraordinary. You know, like I said, I never had thought of myself as being an author, let alone being a part of this new magazine with Life Lessons Magazine that we're putting out there as a project between I and my other partners, and book projects such as Essential Wisdom, and with this radio network. I think it's going to be an evolution of that in many, many ways, and then it's going to be a wonderful thing to be a part of because, again, it's all about reaching out, outreaching to the many people. Of course, like you and I, light workers, okay, we're all going through the awakening process, but there's also people as well who are still not awakened or are in the process of awakening, and they are still in search. They're still seeking. And so, by shining our light in all directions, and with a magnificent glow, not necessarily shining our light into people's eyes, but just shining our light in every way possible. I think that's the best way that we can encourage this whole process of enlightenment and this revolution that we have from within. And so with that being said, I believe there's also another aspect of where we have to outreach to, it's the very people within the intermakings, the inner circles, within the intergoings of the people who we think are out there who are destroying the world, And it's just kind of like I always make reference to this to this Darth Vader effect of things, you know. And matter of fact, just talking about the awakening process, I believe that last movie with Star Wars is, the awakening, you know, and how that's kind of intermingled into the title of the new Star Wars series that's coming out, right? It's already out. Making reference to the Darth Vader effect, it's the fact that, you know, we know that there's goodness within the so-called, what we make reference to, the evil, or the other portions of the light, the opposite of the light and goodness of things. And we have to outreach to those people as well, to the Darth Vaders out there who may not necessarily know that they're doing these things particularly to the world, you know.
Sure.
Causing damage to the earth and all of humanity. And it's all about the archetypes of things. And there's such learning that can be involved within the process. And I believe that to get past and surpass the whole the battle of what's really going out there, it's not about the us against them, you know. And then, again, like how I made reference to the whole fact of energy, we have to make reference and, you know, focus on energy first as it pertains to anything in life. Just make it's kind of like, you know, a guiding force to guide ourselves in how we think and feel and approach things in life. We have to approach things as energy first. And it's kind of like a campfire, you know. We do have choices as to whether we ascend that energy into a positive campfire of light or a negative campfire of light. And, you know, everybody has, you know, contributed to, you know, starting a campfire here and there. And so when we contribute more energy to a campfire, of course, the campfire will continue to persist and maintain itself and will continue to warm whoever is around that campfire. But when we neglect that campfire, when we don't nourish it, when we don't provide it with the air through the fanning of it, through providing more of the wood, you know, the fuel to the fire, of course, when we don't concentrate more energy onto that, then what happens? The campfire dies down, and then it withers, and then it dissipates, and then it's gone. It's the same thing with how we focus on energy, and whether it is the positive or it's in the negative, or whether we make that delineation between the duality aspects of between the good and the negative. And so the same thing holds true between the us and them mentality. If we contribute to the us and them mentality, we can, you know, parallel that same mindset as the campfire. And it's a paradox, you know? And so that becomes even that much more stronger of the us and them. And that's where we have to become more conscious and aware. When we are conscious of that, we evolve. We essentially become participants of now that awareness. So with that being said, we must now concentrate on us as the oneness, you know, between that of the light and that of the darkness, and how when we focus upon that consciousness and that awareness of things, my goodness, you see things in a much higher perspective, higher state of awareness, to where you do start to have that Christ consciousness type of approach to things, you know, where you have that sympathy even towards the ones that are doing harm to us, because you learn from that. And, you know, my wife made reference to exactly the same intonation of what we're talking about here. And, you know, she asked me, I mean, it's just very legitimate, very authentic question that she pointed towards my way. And it was like, you know, yeah, if you really want to have peace, you know, throughout the world and the universe, and, you know, you want to do good for everyone, and you want everybody to be awakened, and then she further intonated, well, you know, are you at peace with yourself? And I had to like step back there. I was like, wow, that is that is wow, why would you even say that? Like, you know, whether she was questioning me or whether I was at peace, but it was a very personal question that I had to ask about myself. And, you know, throughout the whole just mindset of just thinking about how the world is and the negative things, and then how I reflect on those negative things upon me, I get start to realize exactly what she's been trying to say. You know, why do I am I angered about that particular aspect of the world? Okay, and then I reflect that upon myself. Am I worthy enough to say, or even to judge that, you know, from my end, when I might be doing this, you know, considerably internally about myself? And so there's so much to learn about ourselves when we look at things in a more of a mirror type of mentality of things, you know. And I believe that that's the next steps of what we're going through right now. We're going through that mirror effect type of mentality, to where the microcosm is totally a reflection of the macro and vice versa. And everything that's happening right now, the light cannot be recognized or acknowledged unless you are to know of that darkness about yourself, about the darkness of humanity as well, and then interconnection, you see. And it really is very simple, but it can very much well be very complex as well if you are to look deeper into quantum theory and, you know, the many different philosophies of how you can spin this and interpret it and perceive things. So it's a wonderful thing that's happening right now. And I'm just so very happy to be along with many light workers like you, and who have just been compelled to be on the path of podcast radio, of authorship, of self-publishing, of this creative process. And again, that's what it's all about. It's all about the flow. It's all about energy. And once we are to, you know, continue to be the guardians and the bridge for the continuation of that flow, I believe that's our purpose here. You know, I've always have known within inside of me that I was always the bridge, you know, like many other people. And then there's other people who take other roles too as well, you know, within the process. You know, ultimately, I am not the answer. You're not the answer, but together we're the answer. You know, we're exactly the very people that we've been waiting for. And that's that awakening from within. And once we are to acknowledge that, yeah, that's the second coming. That's the Christ consciousness of which was always within us. But now we're awakening to that God nature about ourselves, you know. And it's a beautiful time. It really is. And it's very much a different flavor than what it was in 1960s and 70s when we were going through that movement in itself. But yeah, you can just feel it. You can feel it all over the world. And how it's going to pan out, I don't know. But I've always been surprised, especially in the last year or so, of how things have been panning out. And so, so that's a long story short. But it's already too late. It's been already a long story about my answer to your question. But there's wonderful things that are about to happen within the next year. And it could be a time of fear, or it could be a time of revelation and enlightenment. And I think that's going to be more so the case with our situation.
Well, you bring up a real good point about the reintegration or the reunion of where we were separated. And you talk about the Darth Vader or the, you know, the evil outside of us in the collective. And then I really liked how you pulled it into yourself too, where from the individual point of view, it's our relationship with our subconscious. I can put on a happy demeanor in my mind and run peace and love and joy all day long, but if I don't resolve the subconscious, I'll be back. It'll wait for me to eventually look at it. And even in the beginning of the show, you were talking about the the extensive scope of your sense of self and how so many things about yourself came into question. I really like how that is so encompassing and thorough of every little subtle and pronounced aspect of yourself is bringing itself to the surface, if you will, so you can find that reunion or union into that oneness of the light. So I really like what you've been talking about. So when and you had mentioned earlier that in the next steps, a lot of times you don't have a sense of knowingness. I like what you were saying about that. It's almost like we have no idea what the immediate future has. And perhaps that's to give our soul the opportunity to make it whatever it needs to be or something like that. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. A great and wonderful question because, as far as the many conversations that I've been a part of from the many guests that I've had on my show, and let alone just being a bystander, sitting in the front row of producing a show for many of the podcasters that have been performing their own wonders and magical experiences with their own shows, we all have that choice even prior to our existence in this life. And of course, with energy, energy can only continue, but it never dies. But it can it morphs and transforms from one essence to the very next, from one life to the very next. And as far as my understanding of how many of their experiences have, they align with the same type of commonality in that they're co-creators, that they essentially have a choice as to how we have a choice. Can't really separate the two between us and them. We have a choice and how we can orchestrate our lives in this life and then the next lives to come, and how we are a part of that evolution in our spirit. And I believe that that's, I don't know if I believe, but I know that's what it's all about, It's all about the evolution of our spirits and consciousness as we return back to source. And on our return back to oneness, however long that may be. We might be just in the very brinks of the childhood of that evolution, or we might be in the peak of it. I don't know. But all I know is that we're all in the process of a return to what it's all about. And we all have the power of choice and how we are to evolve and to the next levels of what was always meant to be. And it's all about, again, I don't want to cater too much on how things are said in the past. It's all about that love. And when I think about, I'm not going to name any names, but the many different people who were just basically running for leadership in many parts of the world, let alone ours within this election year cycle, you look at the very people that many people judge and consider as, being, are you serious? Like, why? And and I look at them and I'm like, wow, there's an outcry for help. And it's because there's that sense of control all around them, and also the sense of helplessness from within, the lack of control because of that control on the outside. And that's that humanity that's within every one of us that's just crying out. And we're playing these roles of these archetypes, like I mentioned before, and how, again, if we get stuck in the illusion of that duality of things, then we start to abstain away from learning or even knowing about the rules of the universe and universal law. It's almost like as if you would want to play the game of Monopoly, but only knowing the rules of checkers, you know. And
sure. Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people are going through. That's what I went through, you know. Not to say that I know everything. You know, I'm just a child as everyone else is in the whole evolutionary process. And that's a beautiful thing about it. It's like, wow, there's more learning involved. Like, and just when you think you have it down put, you look at the anticipation of what is yet to come, but that is not the answer. You have to kind of like twist it in and out. I say about maybe three or four times, and you think right at that very point that's what's is expected to be anticipated. But no, that's not the case. You have to twist it in and out even several times. And guess what? Probably even several thousand times. And then you will find the true essence of what is about to manifest. And it's all essentially similarly to like the embryonic process. You know, just when you think that one particular aspect or one cell or one particular membrane in the embryonic process, whatever stage it might be, is exactly what it's going to be. No, it flips inside and out many, many times. And then it becomes this particular thing that you would have never even thought would have even become the case. And it's like, wow, like how is that? Well, I mean, again, you really don't have to really understand in detail. And that's, I believe, where we get all cluttered up in the mix of things. Like, we want to know the details, but that might not even be our place within the whole universal scheme of things. It's all about the experiences of the magic and wonder that's out there. And it's that mystery, okay? And I know the mystics and the philosophers and many writers and motivational speakers, there's always that unexplained portion of their whole speech or writing. It's that mystery. They just don't know. But they know. But they just don't really have to get into the details, you know. And that's where
sure.
Faith comes into play. Yeah.
Well, so, in this next chapter of our human story, you know, we've been talking about the, you know, Darth Vader, the dark side, and our own individual reunion with the light within. It's I always like to keep in mind the human element of what is to be. The light won't come and embody itself. It's going to be through the vehicle of our humanness, like you, like me, who find that light within ourselves that will dictate how bright that light can shine in our human condition. Because the light's not going to come down and exist without us. We're here for the human story, the human element, if you will. So I really like what you're saying about that, you know, you're reintegrating yourself and you're seeing yourself in every relationship and everything that gets your goat has a gift for you, so to speak. And so as you open up to these new callings that you never saw for yourself, do you see that expansion just continuing on, or do you feel like you're going to find you know, two or three core elements like writing and producing and radio for yourself?
Yeah, I really love radio. I've always loved radio since I guess I mentioned some of the gurus out there, like Art Bell. I know he's returned back in his own podcast, and he was never, even when he retired from radio in itself, you know, podcast, even the thought about it wasn't even in our consciousness or in our awareness. And so, but now he has returned into into radio, but in the form of a podcast radio, online radio. And I that has always thrilled me. Again, that the whole state of wonder and of mystery was always the essence of what the late night type of talk radio, AM radio, was all about. And so that continued on with the calling for me with podcast radio when I started out with a BBS radio. Wonderful brothers out there in Northern California. And I don't even know how even the thought of starting a radio show had even come into my consciousness and in my awareness. That was the same time when I had just released my book, The Book of Positive Light. And I mean, that in itself was just a tremendous amount of effort just to put that together. If I would have known that to be the case, I don't know if I would have done the book. Absolutely just a tremendous journey and ride with that. Considering that you're an author as well, so you definitely know the details about that. But to get into another aspect of what I didn't even know how to even start it, let alone the technicalities of it, just thinking back, it just makes me think like, wow, I mean, I could have never done this by myself. And I haven't. I haven't done this by myself. Many of the breadcrumbs that I picked up along the way, you have to think like, who dropped those breadcrumbs? You know, you could say it could be the angelic nature, and I know that has a significant amount to do with my guidance to this place where I am right now. But many aspects of many things and people and entities on the other side of the coin, on the other realms of things that we just cannot see, but we know we feel multidimensionally, interdimensionally, many aspects of what we just do not know because of our third dimensional, fourth dimensional type of thinking. But all in all, it's basically taken us into this place where it's just, wow, okay. I think we're exactly where we're supposed to be at. And that's all it is, you know. It's just going with the flow with things. And so I kind of like lost my train of thought. But am I going?
Hey,
back
no
to
worries.
Where, yeah. Okay.
But, well, are you still working on your next book, Essential Wisdom, Personal Development, and Soul Transformation?
Well, that's I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to say.
Okay.
That's how, right? Because some recent things have happened, and I'll talk about it once. I would love to talk about it on your show at a later time. But a lot of wonderful things have happened, and so again, it's a twist of this storyline, which I would love to talk to you on this platform once again, because many wonderful things have happened, and again, it might have been a play of stepping stones to where it's supposed to be at. So,
we were talking about the, you know, you were just sharing about writing the book and at the same time the idea of becoming a producer and a radio host started unfolding. I find that the purer you make your own consciousness, the more you integrate all subsets of yourself, or if you want to look at it from an archetypal arena or whatever, in other words, the purer you make your own light, or the higher you raise your consciousness, the vision of your life, your own personal life, the vision of your own personal engagement in this collective story in not necessarily linear ways. In other words, spirit can tell you to do something that seems irrelevant to the next chapter, but it won't be until it becomes hindsight that the power behind it is so immense. For me, it seems like the story doesn't ever want to stop. expanding and co-creating with so many different people. I mean, just as you mentioned with your new radio network, you're bringing all these people. You, as a executive producer, are a vehicle of so many new voices. How's that been for you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, I remember now, you know, the very question. But, yeah, again, as it relates to what I was saying before, I started out as a podcaster just solely on my own. And then when that little voice, just the same voice, I'm not sure if you had the same voice, too, when you were kind of
nuts. It's female, right, from the South? No, I'm kidding.
This one was a voice, I don't know if it's female or male.
I'm
it was
so
a,
kidding.
The
don't,
right
don't even give that a thought.
Right, right. But you know what? Yeah, it would have to say, if we're going to relate that to the conversation, it was definitely a more divine feminine aspect of what we've been led to at this very place. So yeah, definitely. It was the same voice that spoke to me, right ear, that said, hey, just like how that voice told me to write a book, it was the same voice that said, hey, you got to go and start this network. You know, the next question was, what network? And I said, podcast, you know, talk radio. And so, and of course, that's going another level with the technicalities, the mindset, the consciousness of not just being a host, but then to be producing, starting a new platform, a website, a new identity for a conglomerate network. And so that's a huge accomplishment. I mean, not to say the things that have happened and transpired, but that's a lot of work, you know?
Oh, sure.
And, of course, at that very point when that voice spoke to me, you know, it kind of reminded me of the Field of Dreams. And, you know, you build it and they will come. And most certainly that's what's happening right now, that they're coming and listenership is growing, and it's just been this wonderful thing that's just been expanding. And yes, I've gone through from just being a podcaster, a host for not only just my show, but now being the producer with many growing platforms, of which I've been guiding myself and branding with my own flavor. And then you know, you just look and listen and just remember about the many other producers out there that you've grown up to, you know. I've grown up to hip-hop and rap, and not the profanity and nature of it, you know, between East and West, you know, gangster type of rap, but more of like the hip-hop type of musical score back in the 80s, where it was about the lyrical, it was about the poetic. And, you know, you looked at the many producers out there that put things together. You know, we can talk in particular about many producers out there, but there's so many that now I'm paralleling their experiences to what I'm doing now, and putting things together. And it's all about the branding. And in this particular case, it's the branding of that oneness, that, like you had mentioned before, the returning of the tribe into the remembrance of our oneness. And so, yes, I've gone from being the podcaster and now the executive producer, and now it's evolving now to, I believe in the next stages, it's going to be consulting for the many people who are doing exactly what I'm doing, you know, putting networks together. And so, and then now there's a huge surge, not only just podcasting itself, but being network owners for their own podcast radio networks. And so I believe that's the next stages for me. And guiding the people and empowering them to putting masses of people together. And again, it's all about communication. It's all about the transference, the outreach of what you and I are doing right now, but at a more massive creative form of expanding out to the masses. Not only the people who are the light workers who are already awake or who are about to be awakened, but reaching out to the people within the network of that empire that we think is this huge giant, but really they are just as sensitive and as and in need of that love just as much as anybody else who are shouting out in revolution of what is coming, that oneness. And so we have to shine our light in that direction as well. Not, again, not into their eyes where you're blinding them, because that could be quite pretty irritating. And, of course, when that happens, you're going to get a response. But shining it is just like a lighthouse and guidance from the shores of coming back from the storm. And when you see that light, you know, just in the right perspective and the right shine, you know, it's going to allow you to remember that's home, you know. And so I believe that's the nature of where it's what it's all about, that return of home, the light and the dark coming back to oneness, away from the duality and back into the unity of oneness.
Well, you're going to be the role model that the next generation is going to look up and watch you do and what you're doing now as you follow your own heart, your own passion, and they're going to see you do that, and it's curious how it plays on itself. Well, I don't want to run out of time here. We got about 5 minutes left. Can you share with our listeners how they can get your book and more about your radio network?
Oh, definitely. I'm actually doing a promotional right now, just for a limited time. Just looking for really outreaching to the masses. If you're considering subscribing to our newsletter at realrevolutionradio.com, I do have a free download of my book currently as we speak. So. And definitely, if this taping is live, most definitely you can have a free download of the book. We just would require, you know, just to reach out to us so that we can reach out to you with your email. And then you can have a wonderful taste of what this book is all about. There's another edition that I'm working on, and it's going to add even more of a flavor to what the book is all about, my experiences. And it's going to take it multidimensionally to the next step. So this free ebook is available to you. It's a wonderful read. People have made reference to it as being a reference book in itself, where they would have a question, and then they would flip through the book. In this case, you'd be flipping through it like an ebook, and then they would go to an exact page and they would just ask themselves, like, oh, my God, what was this meant to be? And it's exactly the very answer that they've been looking for. So definitely, by logging on to my website for realrevolutionradio.com, you can find access and how you can download that book for free with a limited time platform, of course. You can also buy the actual physical book. I would recommend the hardcover because it's such a magnificent presence with hardcover books. At lulu.com or even with amazon.com, it's available there too as well. And definitely, would encourage you to listen to our network as well, along with Les's the network with this talk show platform. We just have a wonderful platform of podcasters who are doing the same thing that I'm doing. I'm just helping them to realize their wings that they have right now. And the self-empowering nature that they can provide for the rest of the world. So please log on to www.realrevolutionradio.com. Everything is free, and then you'll start to find out the mystery and also the magic with the exploration of that internal sense of revolution from within, the awakening that we're all experiencing throughout the world.
You know, Joel, just in this conversation tonight, you shared your journey in such a graceful way and encompassing way. It's quite obvious the compassion you have and how that compassion shows as the passion of your heart. I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I've really enjoyed having you as a guest.
Absolutely. Thank you, Les, for welcoming me to your show, and just to being your light in itself and being that example that we definitely would want to see in the world today. So thank you for all that you do.
We've been talking with Joel Iapana, and the book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. You know, when you show up for yourself in the sense that you're human, you are human potential, and that's a never-ending possibility, if you will. You yourself always have another moment like this one here and this one here where your own consciousness, your own persona can be the vehicle of change, not only for yourself, but also for the collective. And you've done that already by showing up to our episode tonight. You've listened in, and I want to just remind our listeners that we have an archive of shows that are really wonderful if you're going to be, you know, even if you're commuting every day to go to work, you can dial up episodes about every aspect of human consciousness, human potential, and grow yourself while you drive or if you have a plane trip. And you can go to newhumanliving.com and sign up for the newsletter there, because when you share your life with passionate and compassionate hearts, very much like our guest tonight, Joel, your heart gets touched at a deep level, and from that perspective, from that deeper connection, you can understand a deeper part of who you are. We're all in this together in a collective sense, and yet we have our own individual journey as well. You've taken the steps tonight to grow yourself, and I thank you for that. I think humanity's poised to have a most exceptional chapter in these next years of our human story, and it's from people like you that show up that are going to be the people for change. It's been delightful having you on the show tonight, listening in, and I so appreciate it. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.